Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across that globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf, on Breakfast at Wimbledon Sunday, baby. I woke up to Alcaraz playing. Good stuff there. You got to like that. Sinner playing. Shelton, the American, young up-and-comer. And obviously tons to talk about in Major League Baseball. Tons to talk about NFL football coming right around the corner. NBA basketball is always like a soap opera, like Mike says. And by the way, why not? Let's see how Mike Wilson is doing this morning. Good morning, Mike. How are you, brother?
I am doing wonderful. It's a great day. Look, it's Wimbledon. You got, like you said, man, the NBA soap opera, free agency's going on. DeRozan's a Sacramento King. That's a great pickup, man. But we can get into that. NFL's right around the corner, and you know I'm going to Vegas for the Big 12 football media day and a special invite by the Pac-12 for me to see what the future plans are for that now kind of defunct type of conference. So it's going to be an interesting week for sure.
Absolutely. I know that you love doing that stuff, man. You love going to Vegas for all those what used to be the Pac-12 stuff, but now it's the Big 12, brother. I like it. Okay, we got to take a pause for the cause. We'll come back with our professor of sports, John Poulter. We'll talk Major League Baseball. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Life hack number 7, get an iPhone 12 on Straight Talk.
Life hack.
Here's how it works. You walk into Walmart, go to the electronics section, ask for iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system, and select the new Silver Unlimited plan. They'll smile because it's a good plan. You get real unlimited data all for just $20 a month for the whole first year. Get it at Walmart or StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Taxes and fees apply. Requires activation of iPhone 12 and a new Silver Unlimited plan or higher-end auto-pay enrollment. $25 a month service credit applied for up to 12 months if eligibility requirements are met. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, 1/3 of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And 1/3 of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Welcome to Staples, young man.
Tomorrow's my big day.
Big day?
First grade.
Aw. Well, you know, Staples has crayons, markers, glue.
I need a laptop.
Oh, yeah, sure. With Staples Hot Deals, you can save up to $300 on select PCs for school.
Wait, wait. The finances are mom's department.
Right.
I'm looking for performance, like a Core i7 processor.
Boy, first grade has really changed.
Tell me about it.
Save big on tech for school with super low Staples Hot Deals. Right now, get up to $300 off select PCs at Staples. Ends 8/24.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf. By the way, you can get at us. Forgot to do this in the opening. Well, don't always do it there anyway, but sometimes we do. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. And speaking of real, we got the real John Poulter, who you can get at on the X thing as well at 12, John Poulter. Good morning, John. How are you? John, are you there?
Hi, Andy. How are you doing?
There he is. John,
yeah,
Poulter, good morning.
We have a bad connection for some reason or other.
That's okay. How you doing, my friend? Everything good?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Can't complain, but I'm looking at the MLB standings right now, and you know, we were talking about this great race in the American League East between Baltimore and the Yankees, and now all of a sudden we look at the standings, and for the first time all year, if my memory serves me correct, maybe real early, but for the most part, it's been the Yankees in the top spot, and all of a sudden, Baltimore with a two-game lead on the New York Yankees. So, like I've been saying all year, I think these are the two best teams in Major League Baseball, but, you know, records are records, so it is what it is. You have to go by it, but being able to battle each other throughout the season, I think it's a huge luxury for those two teams, and it could bode well for them in the postseason. And you just kind of look at things around there. Boston, not too bad, my friend. I mean, think about it. They're 8 games over 500, but yet they're 7.5 games back of those two teams. Like, it's kind of crazy. So, tough division right there. And then obviously go further, you got your Blue Jays and you got the Rays, who are both kind of struggling at this point. So again, still a two-team race, but Boston could
could have something to say about the wild card at the end of the day. So that'll be interesting to talk about that. The Guardians are kind of opening things up a little bit in the American League Central, but Minnesota still hanging in there a little bit, six games behind them. Kansas City now 9. Seattle Mariners on top in their division now by 2 over Houston, who, like you mentioned last week, they're starting to find their rhythm a little bit, and it'll be interesting to see if this thing becomes a 3-team race between Astros and Mariners. We'll watch that throughout the season. Let's stop right there, and then we'll break down the National League a little bit. But American League is really shaping up, John. I think that we're finding out who the real teams are, and we're starting to separate the pretenders from the contenders.
Yeah, I can't disagree with you. Looking at the American League East, that has swung around big time in the last 10 days. 10 days ago, I think the Yankees were in first place by 2 games. Now it's the Orioles. And that's all because in the last 10 games, the Orioles are 7-3. The Yankees are 3-7. The Yankees were here in Toronto last weekend for a 4-game series, which was a really odd series. It was split, each team winning alternate games, and all 4 games were blowouts. So Yankees, it's still an awfully good team on paper, but I just wonder what the depth is like in their pitching. And Louis Hill has struggled the last 2 or 3 times out. He's been giving up a ton of runs, and he was a huge success story the first 6 or 7 times through the rotation. So that's something we want to take a look at long-term. Moving to the Central, you talk about the Guardians, and yes, they've opened up a 6-game lead over the Minnesota Twins, but ironically, in the last 10 games, the Twins have gained 3 games on them. So the Twins are the team that's making the move there, but Cleveland had such a nice start to the season. They had that little cushion that they've been building on. The American League West starting to look very interesting. Another situation where the Astros at 7-3 in their last 10 have gained on the Mariners at 4-6 in their last 10. They've cut that lead down to 2 games. The Astros were here for 4 games this past week, and they won 3 out of 4, and they were full value for that 3 out of 4. So I'm not surprised that the Astros are back into it, but when you look at their injuries and the fact that their pitching rotation has not been as good as everybody expected, I think that slow start really surprised everybody, but they certainly have come back. And this is a team that I think has been in 7 straight American League Championship Series. So let's not count them out, because a lot of those players are still there. And it's a good baseball team. There's no question about that. But those races are starting to become 2-team races now in each of those 3 divisions in the American League.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, Mike.
You kind of alluded to a question that I have for you, and you know, we got trade deadline coming up, but you know, we always talk buyers and sellers in the American League, and you talked about the Yankees pitching. I mean, they're 3-7 in their last 10. They're struggling right now. Are the Yankees going to go out there and open up the checkbook and try to become a buyer in the American League or in the league and try and find an extra arm or maybe a couple? And who else do you think are going to be the buyers in the trade market heading into the trade deadline?
Well, I think the Yankees' activities and the Orioles' activities will be tied very closely together. I think you'll see a lot of reaction there, depending on who makes the first move in getting a pitcher, because both teams could use some strength in the rotation. They've both gone through injuries. I think you'll see one of these situations where one team will go out and sign somebody, and then the next day the other team will go out and acquire them. You know, you've got your guy, I'm going to get my guy kind of deal. I think those two teams have to stay competitive. I think they have to stay close. I think the only way that they're going to stay close is for both teams to do the same thing, and you just know that neither one of them is going to sit back. You know that the Yankees won't sit back because they've always got that big checkbook. And you know that the Orioles don't need to sit back because they've got that very good, strong, deep farm system. And in this day and age when players are traded at the deadline, 95% of them aren't baseball trades. They're trades for futures and for international bonus money. So that makes the Orioles a big player in terms of going out and snagging the guy or guys that they want to fill out that rotation. So I can see that being a clear indication of which one of those teams wants to win the most, the guy that does the best in terms of getting somebody at or probably even before the trade deadline. I think somebody wants to make the first move there. Looking at the Central, I can see Cleveland still wanting to strengthen themselves a little bit because although they're playing very well, they're not a star-studded team on paper. They're just a solid team. I think they need to do some improving as well.
That's the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports. We're talking Major League Baseball. Listen, you know, I think there's something here that's underlining, and that's why I want to bring in the wild card conversation, because I wonder how important it is to win that American League East for the Baltimore Orioles and or the New York Yankees, because if you don't win it, you're going to be a wild card, right? So, So in your humble opinion, how important is winning the American League East for Baltimore and or the Yankees?
Well, I think it's important because it gives you a chance to set up your rotation better for the division series. Excuse me, but let's not forget, Baltimore won that division last year, and they went out in the first round. So it's quite conceivable that a division winner can go out in their first series, the second round, obviously, because they get the bye. But I think you, for the mental state of things, I think you want to win that first series because it does give you that 4 or 5 days to reset your rotation so that you've got the top of the rotation going at the start of the division series.
Yeah, no, I think it's significant when you really break it down, because that's one extra game that you have to play that you don't want to play at that point in the season. And we know how valuable arms are and how arms wind up breaking down so often. The less wear and tear you can have, the better. We know that. So, yeah, I think that's going to be an awesome race to watch. Who winds up winning that division and who's able to set themselves up for the playoffs to start it out the right way versus having to almost work your way into the postseason kind of thing with the wild card. I hear the music. We'll take a break. He's John Poulter, a professor of sports. You're hanging out with Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, and it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with me, Andy Dorf. You got Mike Wilson. We're hanging out with our professor of sports. John Poulter comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. So quite naturally, most of the time, we mix in some NHL hockey, but those guys are taking a little break right now, so we'll focus on the boys of summer and Major League Baseball. And we got done talking about the American League in the last segment. Let's talk National League this segment. The National League East, it's owned by the Philadelphia Phillies because the Braves have had their fair share of bumps and bruises and injuries and things like that, but they're still plugging away, and they're 9 games over .500. I don't know if that might be the most impressive thing in Major League Baseball this year. I'll be interested to hear what you think about that, John. But the Braves are hanging in there. They're 9 games back, but they're leading the wild card. If my info in my head is not mistaken, the Brewers leading that division in the Central, but St. Louis has started to find their rhythm a little bit. I know they lost one, and they're 6-4 in their last 10, but the Brew Crew have had a little tough time with teams like the Rockies, who they shouldn't be struggling with. And then, obviously, you're going to play the Dodgers, and you're struggling with the Dodgers as well, so that doesn't look so good on paper when you think about it, but it is what it is. We don't have to worry about that till a little bit down the road, but I do think that that's cause for concern for the Milwaukee Brewers. And then you look at the Dodgers, who have opened up a 7.5-game lead, and if I'm not mistaken here, I think the Padres would be the second wild card. I think you got the Braves, and then you have the Padres in the wild card mix, and then obviously St. Louis and several other teams after that. But National League is pretty interesting, John. I think it's pretty cut and clear, to be honest, though, in a way, because the Phillies are definitely the best team in the East. The Brewers are definitely the best team in the Central. And the Dodgers are definitely the best team in the West. So it's more clear cut and dry, if you ask me. What say you, John?
Yeah, I think it is. You know, you talk about the Phillies and a 9-game lead over the Braves, and when you see how good the Braves have been over the last few years, that in itself is a pretty strong statement to say that the Phillies are a better team than the Braves right now. I think the Phillies are probably a big surprise in terms of the National League, but I think the Cleveland Guardians in baseball are probably a bigger story, a bigger surprise story. I don't think anybody saw the Guardians being that good, and you know they're playing really well, and they're playing consistently well. So we haven't seen any major win streaks. We haven't seen any major slumps. But, you know, we're talking about a team that's playing 632 baseball. That's going to get you a pretty good result at the end of the year. You talk about the National League Central, and, you know, that's starting to look, the last few days, it started to look a little bit like mediocrity. All five teams on a losing streak. The Brewers having lost three in a row. The Reds having lost two in a row, and the other three teams having lost one in a row. You look at the last 10, and the Cardinals have been the best team in the last 10 at 6-4, the Cubs at 4-6, the other three at 5-5. So that division is, I guess it's kind of mediocrity, and we've talked a lot this year about the success of the Brewers, and not to downplay the fact that the Brewers have played well and are deserving to be in first place. We've kind of said a few times that they need to, and have taken so far, taken advantage of the fact that they're in a little bit of a mediocre division. They're winning the games when it matters. The Dodgers 7.5 games ahead of the Padres. Padres gained a game on them in the last 10. I think that's going to be a two-horse race. I don't see the Diamondbacks at 10-5 getting back into it, but that wild card race in the National League is getting interesting. The Braves and the Padres in the top two spots. Cardinals have all of a sudden snuck into the third spot, and then the Diamondbacks and the Mets 2.5 games back, and, you know, it's pretty sad when you say that two teams that are a game under 500 and the Diamondbacks and the Mets are in wild card contention. I think that tells you how devalued a wild card spot in Major League Baseball has become. Yes, it's competitive. It gives the fans a reason to go to the ballpark when their team is below 500. But I struggle when a team, a game below 500, is being talked about as a serious wild card contender.
I couldn't disagree with John, that, Mike.
John, my question is the same question I had for the American League. In the National League, who's going to be the buyers? Because we can all kind of tell who's going to be the sellers, but who are going to be the buyers, and what are they going to be looking for in particularly?
Well, I guess, you know, when you talk about the National League Central, Mike, we've talked about the fact that the Brewers and the Cardinals, the two top teams there right now, I think the Brewers need to go out and get something, whether it's bench strength, whether it's another stud pitcher. I think they need to get something. I think the Cardinals need to get something. The Cardinals' rotation has been a bit of a pleasant surprise, and I say that because other than Sonny Gray, that's a fairly elderly rotation, and they've kind of been patching it together like Band-Aids all season. I mean, we laughed when they signed some of these older guys at the start of the season, but here we are talking about a team that's in the wild card race and is only five games behind the division-leading Brewers. I can see the Cardinals going out and getting some catching. One of the big things with the Cardinals is that Tommy Edman, who in my mind is one of their better players, one of their more versatile players, in the fact that he can move around the diamond and he can contribute in many ways. He hasn't played a game all season. I think when he comes back, that's like adding to your roster without going and getting a trade. That's going to strengthen the Cardinals big time. But I still think the Cardinals need to go out and get some pitching, whether it's at the front end of the rotation or the back end of the bullpen. I think they need to get something. I don't see both of those teams sitting quiet, and I think you're going to see the same thing with the Brewers and the Cardinals that we talked about with the Orioles and the Yankees. When one makes a move, I think the other will counter with their move fairly soon after that.
That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports. We're talking Major League Baseball, National League more in particular, but I'm going to make this a general question or statement, and I want to get both of your guys' thoughts on this. I'm just kind of going through things in my head and looking at the numbers as to how many teams are 500 or better in Major League Baseball, and if I'm looking at it correctly, 14 teams are over 500 or 500 or better, okay? And so that means 16 teams are under 500. So you have half of a league that's worse than 500. And to your point, John, in some of these wild card races, teams that are under 500 are in the mix. Is that a problem for Major League Baseball? Is that a problem for professional sports in general, where most of these leagues are not even competitive? You've got eight teams in the American League that are 500 or better. So that's actually, when you look at it, that's actually pretty good, because that's eight teams out of 15. They've got a little bit over half are better than 500. But then when you look at the National League, there's only six teams that are 500 or better. So there's nine teams that are worse than 500. To me, that's not parity. That's a problem. That's not being competitive. John, let's go with you first. What say you on this one?
I think it's a huge problem for a number of reasons. The ones you pointed out, the ones I've pointed out. It keeps fans going to the ball game. You know, I look at the Blue Jays, they're 8.5 games out of a wild card, but mathematically that means that they're still in it. But you look at the fact that there's eight teams ahead of them, they're not going to jump eight teams. They're not going to play that well to get in. So, you look at the standings, people are still going to go to the ballpark. And I think what's happened now is that ownership has become so money conscious that they are either in it to win it, or they are out of it to rebuild for the future. And we see so many teams that are down for so long, and I take a look at, you know, the Astros were down for a while before they won, the Cubs were down for a long time before they won, now we're going through the White Sox. I mean, the White Sox seem to have been in a rebuild for 10 years, and they're really no better than they were. They're still the worst team in baseball, or the second worst team in baseball. I think it's a real problem. I think it's going to get to the point where we have to do it the way that soccer does it, and that is have an upper echelon and a lower echelon, and you work your way and earn your way back and forth between the two. I can't see this, other than tradition, I can't see this lasting forever and a day, because nobody wants to go to the ballpark and see their team beaten 14-1, and we've seen it happen too many times this year.
Mike, is it parity? Is it mediocrity? Is it us just settling for garbage versus what we really want, which is competitive games? What say you, my friend?
Right. Look, I'm with both of you guys. It's a problem. Every major sports league wants parity. They want teams, and most teams they can get to feel like they have a chance at winning or being successful during the season. Like you pointed out, Andy, we don't have that right now, and that's excuse me, that's a big problem. Because I look at it, and you know, John even brought up, you know, one of the divisions. You know, you got three or four teams that are under 500, and you know, you mentioned the teams that are, they seem like they've been in a rebuild for 10 years. Oakland is, you know, Oakland, we don't know really what's happening there with, you know, are they moving, are they not, or, you know, what the deal is there. But there are just some teams, like you said, John, the White Sox are so bad, and you wonder how long this is going to go on. And Chicago fans are some of the most loyal fans in the country. I know, because being a Cub fan, you kind of have to be, but it's just one of those, how long are the fans going to put up with this?
Right.
And John, your point that some owners have become so money conscious, you know, about going to, you know, spending too much and all that kind of stuff, and different leagues have luxury taxes and the whole thing. It's one of those things. If you're gonna make money, you got to spend money, and there's too many owners right now that don't want to do that.
All right, we got you.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Everybody, welcome back into the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You can get at us, people, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always hit us up on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, brother, let's talk about the real NBA and what's going on with free agency, and obviously just, I don't know if you happen to catch that. It was almost like, I felt like it was like a pre-summer league game. A couple of them happened on Saturday. Did you see that, where the Lakers played the Kings, and then there was Miami, and I can't remember, maybe it was Golden State and Miami was the second game, if my memory serves me correctly, but
something like
did
that.
Did you catch
yeah.
any of that or no?
I saw highlights. I didn't watch any of the games. I was unaware that those were going on. But after I got home from doing some stuff, I was like, oh, you know, okay, you know, you see it. You're like, oh, I didn't realize that they were going with Summer League already kind of deal. But, you know, I mean, look, Bronny got a couple of highlights in there. He kind of got cooked on a couple of things by the opposing player, and you know, it Summer League just is what it is. It's relative unknowns and rookies playing. It's not the greatest basketball, but you know, when we're kind of starved for other sports besides baseball, we'll kind of take anything.
This Adonis Arms kid, I think is what his name was, man. He was like a man among boys there for the Sacramento Kings. The kid had like 32 points, 11 rebounds, 5 assists, a couple of steals. He was literally all over the place. So I happened to catch a little bit of that game. And, you know, Bronny had his struggles. Bronny had his issues. It's going to be a learning curve, so I think people got to just kind of give that some time to see how things go. But their kid from Tennessee, he was 3 of 12 for 12 points. So you know, look, you got to kind of just give it some time. But yeah, it seemed like it was like a pre summer league kind of thing that they were doing, which was somewhat interesting. But anyways, let's get to the meat and potatoes, man. Let's get to the free agency stuff. And the most recent thing to happen, like you said, DeMar DeRozan to the Sacramento Kings. Harrison Barnes gone, which is kind of sad for him because he was obviously a big part of the Kings for a long, long time. But I think when you can get that kind of a get, you go for it, my friend. And I like that move for the Kings a lot. I think it helps them. You think about De'Aaron Fox. You think about him. You think about Sabonis. I'm talking about him, meaning DeMar DeRozan. Like, they've got a formidable three-headed monster now, and then you add in Monk to that because they re-signed him as well. Like, I think the Kings are set up pretty well, but the West is just so damn tough. I mean, it's going to be a fun watch. But your thoughts about obviously, DeMar DeRozan, but all the free agent signings. Obviously, Paul George going to Philadelphia, Klay Thompson going to Dallas. Like some names that we've grown accustomed to seeing. And you know, you mentioned how Paul George was
at the time, you were like, well, he's opting out of a $48 million contract. And I told you there were a few things involved in this. And at the end of the day, he opted out and he got more to go to Philadelphia. So
yeah,
good opt out on his part. What say you?
I'll get to PG-13 in just a second. Let's not, with Sacramento, let's not forget that they got that young forward, Keegan Murray. Like, you put him in the mix too with what they got with Sabonis, Fox, and now DeRozan. Like you said, Sacramento, look out, people. They could make some noise, but the West is entirely, it is very deep and very offensive minded, certainly in the Western Conference in the NBA. To your point of, what were you talking about? I'm sorry, my brain just went blank. The rest. You were talking about the rest of the free agency. Yep, rest of the free agency. My apologies, everybody. Mine just kind of went blank there for a second. Look, PG, yeah, I mean, I knew he was going to get more money. Like, that was never a doubt with me. It's just, you know, you come from an average Joe kind of point of view, and it's like, wow, you're going to turn down almost $50 million guaranteed, but he ends up getting more, and that's just how this kind of thing works. I thought the PG get was good for Philly. The thing with Philly is the big guy has to stay healthy, and there has to be some health issues that don't happen that's happened in the past for them to be successful. New York upgraded for sure. I mean, they're all excited about who they signed, how they got Mikal Bridges and OG came back on a $212 million deal. You know, and the thing, you know, Boston signs the rest of their guys. They got their top six guys, top five guys under contract as well. So the East division of the Eastern Conference is going to be a battle. That's actually going to be kind of fun to watch. Out West, I like the Clay move by Dallas. I think you put that, now you got three guards that can score from the outside. And that's going to be good. If Clay can get back to what he was maybe just a few years ago, they're going to be just fine. But look, Dallas made it to the finals, and people talk about them like they're just going to go right back to the finals. Did we not see how tough the West is? You got OKC, you got Minnesota, you got Denver. You're going to have to look out for Sacramento now. So, you know, Dallas is not guaranteed to get back to the Western Conference Finals. I still think it's Denver or OKC is the best teams in the West, and not Dallas and not, you know, any other teams right now, but the West is loaded. I do like this time of year, Annie, only because, man, the owners are just throwing money around like it's Monopoly money. It's crazy, and at the same time, I sit there, Andy, and I know I say this almost every year. I don't want to hear the owners complaining about how much guys are making. Because you'll hear that from time to time, like, well, you didn't have to sign him to a contract that's $200 million or $300 million or, you know, whatever it is. So, you know, I'm all pro player. Get what you can get. If someone's going to pay you $60 million a year to play hoops and they want to do it, and they have to get me a pen that works, sign me up. But I don't want to hear owners complain about how expensive their payrolls are when they're the ones okaying, you know, these players to be signed. So what do you think of everything? Like, what, talk about your Bucks. What do you like that the Bucks did, or what they still have to do, or any other guy? Like, what do you think was the biggest pickup of all free agency?
Well, I'm going to say Paul George. I think that that was probably the biggest piece for somebody to go out and get, realistically. However, there is one thing I will say about PG-13 that, you know, you got to kind of take into consideration. He's getting up there in age, so that is just something to kind of think about a little bit. I know he's silky smooth and all that stuff, but just something to think about a little bit as guys are getting paid these crazy amounts of money. Franz Wagner getting $224 million for five-year extension. That sounds like a lot of money. I think a signing that kind of is under the radar, Caleb Williams to the Philadelphia 76ers, too. It's a four-year deal for $32 million. I think he's a decent player, man. He can shoot pretty well. I like Buddy Hield joining the Golden State Warriors.
Yep. Right?
You know, you lose a shooter in Klay Thompson, but then you can go get Buddy Hield. Like, I think that's a pretty good move. You know, you think about all these guys that are making these moves. Obviously, you're trying to better yourself. So I get it. I understand it. But, you know, Malik Beasley, I'm just making a point here. Not like he was a big help for the Milwaukee Bucks, but last season he's on the Bucks, you know, a team that is supposed to be a title contender. They're not, because of whatever happened along the way, but that's beside the point. Well, this year he's getting a huge upgrade in pay, but he's going to Detroit. Like, come on, man, get your act together. So you're making $6 million. You made 1.5 last year, 1.9 with Milwaukee, but this year you're going to get paid a little bit. You're gonna make $6 million, and you're gonna be on a team that has absolutely no chance. It's just interesting to me. I think it's just interesting. But getting back to the original conversation about who I think won or who I think lost, I really think Philadelphia is going to be interesting to watch because they didn't have enough. Okay, like they didn't have enough with just Maxey and Embiid, and when Embiid wasn't healthy, they really didn't have enough. But now you got another guy that comes in and, you know, he can take a lot of that load off of Embiid's shoulders. And I think this is a huge move. I really do, man. I think Philadelphia has really helped themselves. And then the Knicks, your division got a lot better, my friend. I'm just going to be honest with you. The Knicks with what they've done, you know, you get another Villanova guy. Like, come on, man. They've got something brewing there when you really think about a lot of those moves that they made. DiVincenzo, Brunson, Hart. Now you bring in Bridges. Like, dude, they know what they're doing in New York right now. I like the direction for the first time in a long time for the Knicks. And the only thing I think the Knicks screwed up on is letting Hartenstein go to Oklahoma City. But again, like, you know, when a guy has a good season, he wants to go get paid a little bit. And that to me, but here, that's a lateral move. Do you know what I'm saying? Like the Knicks are a team that's going to contend, and so is OKC. So like, I'm okay with a guy making that decision. You know what I'm saying? Like if you're gonna go out and get paid, you might as well go out and get paid by someone that's gonna contend and compete. And Oklahoma City is gonna contend and compete for a long, long time. So, not a bad move for him. I know we got the music going, so we'll take a pause for the cause. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the hour. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, for hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D. Gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
This report is sponsored by After School Alliance. A million people are rallying for after school as part of the 24th annual Lights On After School, organized by the After School Alliance. The event shines a light on the many ways after school programs engage children and youth by making learning fun and providing educational and enriching activities. After school programs are especially important as students recover from the pandemic, but funding shortfalls have left nearly 25 million kids without the after school programs their parents want for them. Quality after school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and give parents peace of mind. Alliance Executive Director, Jody Grant.
Every day, after-school programs across our country help students discover their talents, build their confidence, and foster their creativity through enrichment and academic supports. As we continue to recover from the pandemic, it's essential that many more students and families have access to these programs. This year, 8,000 Lights On after-school events will focus on the benefits after-school programs provide.
Visit www.afterschoolalliance.org to learn more about Lights On After School.
Welcome back in for the final time this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Carlos Alcaraz coming at everybody else at Wimbledon. He gets it done in four sets, Mike. He beats Humbert, the guy from France. Played a pretty solid match, too, I'll be honest with you. Kid looked pretty good, but Alcaraz just so damn good. Hard to beat that guy. Very impressive. Sinner looking impressive, too, against Ben Shelton thus far. He won the first set pretty easily. It was 6-2. Now it's 5-4 in the second set against Ben Shelton, the young American, with so much potential. Top 20 player now. So I like his future. It's pretty bright. But Alcaraz wins 7-5 in the fourth, beating Hugo Humbert, the Frenchman, like I said. There'll be more, man. We got Dimitrov and Medvedev. I think that's gonna be a fun one, my friend. That's a really, really good matchup. But have you been watching any Wimbledon? Just curious.
I have caught some opening round matches, but I haven't caught. I didn't catch the quarters at all, just because of other things going on. But real quick, who do you expect to get to the finals, and who do you expect to win this thing?
Well, interesting matchup potentially coming up. We'll see how Joker can continue to hold up. As we know, he's coming back from knee surgery. Thus far, I've been extremely impressed with the way that he's moved and gotten around the court. He had a tough one with Popperin yesterday. Really good one. Kids from Australia, an up-and-comer, huge serve, maybe the biggest serve on the tour. And Joker looked all right, man. It'll be interesting. You gotta watch. Wonder about that matchup between him and one of the big dogs, and Alcaraz, and obviously Sinner. So we gotta take a break, man. Hour one is in the books. Hour two is on the horizon. Keep it close, everybody. He'd be Mike Wilson. I'd be Andy Dorf. You're hanging with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close. We'll be right back.
Sports Byline USA News. I'm Ben Murphy. As expected, LeBron James has agreed to a two-year, $104 million contract to return to the Los Angeles Lakers. The deal will pay James his maximum salary for the 2024-25 season, but includes a player option for the 2025-26 season, giving James flexibility about his future plans. The deal will also include a no-trade clause, something that James has only ever had once in his career. James is reportedly still talking with the Lakers about potentially leaving $1 million or so on the table to help the Lakers stay below the second apron and retain a bit of roster-building flexibility. But those conversations are still ongoing for now, according to Adrian Wojnarowski. LeBron isn't the only player with a new deal. Guard Donovan Mitchell has just signed a three-year, $150 million contract extension with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Mitchell averaged 27 points, 6 assists, and 5 rebounds last year in his second season with the Cavs. Forward Kyle Anderson leaves the Minnesota Timberwolves and will be joining the Golden State Warriors after signing a three-year, $27 million deal. Anderson will be joining the Warriors via a sign-and-trade deal, with the Timberwolves receiving cash considerations and a second-round pick. You're listening to Sports Byline USA News.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you can easily find coverage options that fit your budget. If only it was that easy to name your baby.
How about Jaden?
Nope.
Okay, Michael?
Went to middle school with a glue-eating Michael.
Sebastian?
Dated one in college.
How about Damien?
Vampire name.
All right, Greg?
Not feeling it.
Okay, no worries. Jeffrey?
Oh, love that one.
Wait, really?
No.
Find coverage options that fit your budget with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Get a quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
This is Sports in 60. I'm Marty Terrell of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Well, as we approach the Major League Baseball All-Star Game following up after July 4th, baseball will have moved into its second checkpoint. The first one, Memorial Day, yielded what? The Yankees in the American League East were struggling. Not so much anymore, even though they've been a bastion of inconsistency of late. We know two things in the American League, if nothing else. Baltimore in the East, and in the Central, the Cleveland Guardians are for real. Brace yourself. The All-Star Game, Home Run Derby, all the fol-de-rol around the Midsummer Classic will be great. The trading deadline is coming. So, too, is a scintillating second half of Major League Baseball. I'm Marty Terrell. This is Sports in 60, presented by American Premium Vodka on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Sports in 60, round the clock 24/7, here on Sports Byline USA.
Players aren't the only ones on the move. Assistant coaches are as well. Nate McMillan and Scott Brooks are joining J.J. Redick's coaching staff as top assistants. They bring a combined 1,189 combined victories to the staff. The Warriors also added new assistants to Steve Kerr's staff. Former Blazers head coach Terry Stotts will be Kerr's new lead assistant, and former All-Star and G League head coach Jerry Stackhouse is also being brought in as an assistant. The WNBA's top two rookies will be joining forces for the first time in their careers, as Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese were both named WNBA All-Stars. Clark, who became the Division I all-time leading scorer during her time in Iowa, was a fan favorite, receiving a total of 700,735 votes. Right behind her is teammate Aaliyah Boston, last year's Rookie of the Year, with 618,680 votes. Reese, who extended her WNBA record of consecutive double-doubles to 11, made top five in voting with 381,518 votes. The other All-Stars joining Clark, Reese, and Boston include DeWanna Bonner, Alicia Gray, Derica Hamby, Brianna Jones, Jonquel Jones, Kayla McBride, Kelsey Mitchell, Arika Ogunbowale, and Nneka Ogwumike. The WNBA All-Stars will take on Team USA in an Olympic tune-up game on July 20th at WNBA All-Star Weekend. After winning the tournament as an unseeded player last year, Marketa Vondrousova fell to Jessica Bozas-Monero 6-4, 6-2 in the first round of the Wimbledon, becoming the first Wimbledon women's defending champion to lose in the opening round since Steffi Graf in 1994. This is Sports Byline USA News. I'm Ben Murphy.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody, on a breakfast Sunday at Wimbledon Sunday. You can't get much better than this, I'll be honest with you. Yannick Sinner going at it with the young American Ben Shelton. And right now, Sinner on top, a couple of sets to none. Third set just underway. Carlos Alcaraz beating Humbert, the Frenchman, in four sets just a little while ago. A couple more great ones to come this afternoon and this morning. And obviously, a happy 4th of July weekend to everybody. Can't forget about that. Big weekend to spend with family and friends. Hope everybody had that great moment and good times and good family experience and good memories. But good morning, Mike. How are you, my friend?
I am doing wonderful. And yes, it's been a good 4th of July. Hope everybody's had a good long weekend of 4th of July shenanigans and everything. So, let's get to it. I don't know. What do you want to talk about this hour, man? College football, NFL, NBA, like, what do you want to do?
Yeah, no, we'll get the whole gamut in there. Right now, Shelton on top, a couple of games, 2-0 in the third set. So he got the early break, has to come back and win three straight against the number one player in the world right now, Yannick Sinner, who, by the way, that's the first time an Italian has been number one in the world. He comes into this tournament as the number one player in the world, so obviously the expectations are extremely high, but he's handled every and all challenges that have come his way, and I really like the kid's game. He's impressive. He
the ball just sounds a little different when it comes off of his racket versus.
Life hack number 7, get an iPhone 12 on Straight Talk.
Life hack.
Here's how it works. You walk into Walmart, go to the electronics section, ask for iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system, and select the new Silver Unlimited plan. They'll smile because it's a good plan. You get real unlimited data all for just $20 a month for the whole first year. Get it at Walmart or StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Taxes and fees apply. Requires activation of iPhone 12 and a new Silver Unlimited plan or higher end auto pay enrollment. $25 a month service credit applied for up to 12 months if eligibility requirements are met. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, 1/3 of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And 1/3 of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Welcome to Staples, young man.
Tomorrow's my big day.
Big day?
First grade.
Aw. Well, you know, Staples has crayons, markers, glue.
I need a laptop.
Oh, yeah, sure. With Staples Hot Deals, you can save up to $300 on select PCs for school.
Wait, wait. The finances are mom's department.
Right.
I'm looking for performance, like a Core i7 processor.
Boy, first grade has really changed.
Tell me about it.
Save big on tech for school with super low Staples Hot Deals. Right now, get up to $300 off select PCs at Staples. Ends 8/24.
Alrighty, people, welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Get at us if you'd like to. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always hit us up on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. Just finishing off my thought from right before the break about Wimbledon and what I'm seeing. Pretty impressive stuff. There's been a lot of great matches, Mike. And here's the other thing about an interesting fact about grass tennis is that things happen really quickly. So, like, if you're rolling along and you're playing extremely well, you can, like, win games left and right, and it goes real quick. But as we know, Mama Mo, which is momentum, comes into play here and there. And when that happens, things can turn around really, really quickly. What I mean by that is, you know, I told you Yannick Sinner was up 2-0. He's cruising pretty easily against Ben Shelton. But all of a sudden, Ben Shelton playing pretty well in the third set. He's up 3-0 in the third set. And I'm just telling you, grass is an interesting surface where things can change real quick, fast, and in a hurry. But You just never know. I watched the match the other day with Tiafoe and Carlos Alcaraz. And Francis, you know, a couple of years ago, he had a great run at the U.S. Open. And that kind of brought us into the light about him and everything about him and all the good about him. I truly like him. But Alcaraz just had this calm about him when he was playing against Francis. And even though Francis at a point was winning this match, kind of, you know, he just was so calm, cool, and collected. And I think that's what separates the men from the boys, and that's what separates, like, the great player from a really good player. So, and then Iga going out early in this tournament, Iga Swiatek, the number one women's player in the world, that was a little bit shocking. But truth be told, the gal she lost to was playing absolutely fantastic tennis. So I'm impressed with what I've seen thus far at Wimbledon. I really, really am excited for the next generation to come in and really, really satisfy us, because Joker's on his way out. Nadal, we know that he's basically done, but there's probably one more or two more showings from him in hopefully a really positive manner. And we obviously know Federer's been gone for a while now. So it's a changing of a guard that is happening. And I think at the end of the day, I've had a lot of time to think about this, Mike. I think the game of tennis is in really good hands with this next generation of Alcaraz and Sinner and the Ben Sheltons of the world, who is very charismatic out there on the court, plays with a lot of passion and excitement. Obviously, I haven't mentioned anything on the women's side, but Coco is so much fun to watch, and she's a great player. She's an American dream that we can all kind of get behind and support. It's just really, really cool stuff. And I was a little worried, I'll be honest with you. I was a little worried about tennis in general. When you think about losing the likes of Federer, who went first, and obviously Nadal coming up, and Joker's not too far away, it was a little bit of like, what am I going to be watching? And it took a little bit of time, but now the Jannik Sinners of the world and the Carlos Alcaraz of the world are starting to shine through, and they're really, really, they're poised and ready to take the mantle from those guys and run with it. So I think we're in a really, really good spot for the game of tennis on both the men's and women's side right now, Mike. It truly has come back quite a bit, and I'm excited about it, because for a long, long time I feel like tennis was down, and it was like kind of like the forgotten sport. But with this new breed coming out, I think it's piqued a lot of excitement and a lot of intrigue from the younger generation. And it maybe has even inspired kids to get out on a tennis court more so over the last few years than I have seen for about a decade or so. So I think the game of tennis in general is in really, really good hands, is what I'm saying.
Let me ask you a couple of questions here, since you are the tennis guy, that's for sure. What is, out of the four majors, has there been one all your life that you just look forward to watching more than the others, or is it you just love watching the majors because it's a major? And then, you talk about, you just finished talking about how you think, you know, tennis is in good hands and the younger stars are coming through, and you know, mentioned Alcaraz and Sinner. And what about the Americans? You know, we got Coco, right? You know, that we can root for. On the men's side, who are the up and comers for the men, for the American men, and who are the up and comers for the American women?
Well, Taylor Fritz is a top player. He's the top American right now. I think he's like number nine or so. Tommy Paul, another really, really good, solid American player. And I mentioned Ben Shelton, who's playing Yannick Sinner right now, up 4-1, by the way, in the third set is Ben Shelton. So it looks like we're going to have at least four sets there. But those are the three guys that I really, really like as far as it goes on the American men's side. And the women's side, there's more. You got Pegula, you got Coco. There's several that are pretty solid for the American women. And like I'm saying, in general, I'm telling you right now, as far as it goes, American tennis is extremely strong. And it's about as good as it's been in a really, really long time. Like I said, probably about a decade or so. But I want to address the question you asked me about the majors, too, because I think that's a really interesting question. I mean, for us, obviously, being Americans, the U.S. Open is special. You know, it's in New York, Flushing Meadows. It's a big, big deal. Obviously, it's huge. I have yet to go check out the U.S. Open, and I have really good connections to go to the U.S. Open and be sitting extremely well, like great seats. I have that connection. So one of these years, maybe next year, Katie and I have been kind of talking about that a little bit, getting out there potentially to go to the U.S. Open. They're all unique, man. Wimbledon is unique because it's like the first place the tennis was ever played on grass, right? And you wear all white here. If you've noticed, they all wear all white. Like everybody is in line. They all follow the same suit. Like nobody's better than anybody. You're all equal. Like it to me, there's something pretty cool and special about Wimbledon and the traditions about it and all that. What intrigues me about the Australian Open is it's like, it's January and it's 100 and whatever degrees and it you're down under, and like who wouldn't want to go to Australia, right? Like, come on, man. Like every one of these places is a bucket list thing, to be honest with you, Mike. Like you talked about the majors and why they're so special. It's 3 out of 5 sets. Every other tournament, and I'm talking about the men's side, 3 out of 5 sets, whereas every other tournament they play is only 2 out of 3. So you have to have that extra gear in majors as well. Like you have to be able to go out there and sustain what you're doing for 3 to 5 hours. Like, and you may have to do that 4 or 5 or 6 times. Like, dude, it's unbelievable. And then the French on the red clay. Are you kidding me, my friend? Dude, like every one of the majors in tennis is extremely special. And I think you can make an argument for each and every one of them, depending on what your favorite surface is. Speaking of that, we got to take a pause for the cause. We'll come back and we'll continue rapping about the sports world. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Be right back.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf. Get at us a couple few different ways if you'd like to. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. That's how you can get a hold of us there. Get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. So I just want to put it to bed like this, Mike, with our conversation about tennis, and then we can move on, and maybe we should talk some football. But you know, that they all the majors are so special because they all have their own unique thing about them. Obviously, like I said, at Wimbledon, it's the grass, it's the wearing the white colors, it's the honoring this great sport. Australian Open, it's down under. Who wouldn't want to go overseas and check out amazing tennis in January, like, and it's hot as all hell, like, it's pretty cool stuff. then you think about the red clay and everything that's all about, and you look at the great player Rafael Nadal and what he's been able to accomplish on that surface, and you know, it's just cool stuff. You think about the U.S. Open, and I didn't mention this earlier, but what I love about the U.S. Open, and I find it to be so cool, is obviously they could be playing till 2 in the morning there. Like, it just doesn't matter, you know what I mean? Like, they play those matches until they're over, whereas at a lot of these other tournaments, they have a time where they turn the lights off, and they might just have you go out there for another day, another time. So that's what's really unique and interesting about the U.S. Open, is you might be playing until 2 or 3 in the morning, and you just got to grin and bear it, and then, you know, you'll have a lot less time to recover for your next match. But they're all intriguing, man, and they're all fun, and they're all special, and it they're all bucket list things to me, my friend, which one of these days, you know, we'll hopefully get to experience all of these great major events, and they're all in great places too. Like, let's keep it real. So pretty special stuff. Pretty cool. That's my thought.
And that's what you're sticking with. No, I got you. For me, I have the same, you know, being kind of the tennis novice. Like, I've played tennis a little bit in my 53 years, but I haven't played it like you. I haven't played it at anywhere close to a level like you or anything like that. But the one thing that, at least for the majors, was that the majors were always on television, on the tel- on the television at my house, because my dad had us watch all sorts of different sports, be exposed to it, know the history of it, the whole thing. And all I remember growing up was when Wimbledon or any of the majors came around, and he had a couple of guys that he really liked. Jimmy Connors was one, and Bjorn Borg was the other one. I think Jimmy was probably his favorite, with Borg it was like a 1A, 1B kind of thing. But he would always just talk about how great those players were, and that, you know, we needed to get out and swing a racket. Or I remember him saying this to my brothers and I one time, that you learn the history of tennis, you learn how it came to be, and you learn how these players came to be so good, and, you know, kind of like their backstories and stuff. So, you know, when I watch tennis, I watch it with my dad in mind, just telling me and my brothers, pay attention to this. This is important. This is good stuff. This is good sport. That kind of thing. So that's why I watch tennis for the most part.
No, but to your point, and I can understand exactly where you're coming from, because at the end of the day, breakfast at Wimbledon used to be something extremely special to my family and I growing up as a young kid. We would all watch it. We would have breakfast together, literally have breakfast and watch Wimbledon together. And I will say that I think that, you know, my mom and my dad, for that matter, they instilled the game of tennis in my heart, and I was passionate about it from being a young kid, and I still am obviously extremely passionate about it now, as I'm a coach, and I love what I do out there on the tennis court, because I always tell people this, man, and it is honestly the truth. I do not have 1 hour that is the same. Every hour I am out there is a different hour with different people. And you can only understand that truly if you truly love something. And, you know, I've always thought about it like this too. If you truly love something, it's really not even work. And that's honestly right. The way I feel about what I do out there on the tennis court. I am just having so much fun when I'm out there that there's really nothing else that matters to me at that time, or at that moment. So I think when you can get lost in what you're doing, you have truly found your passion, and you have truly found something that you love to do. And that's honestly, you know, there's two things that I love to do. It's doing radio and it's teaching and playing tennis. Those are my two most favorite passions that I have in my life. And I think I do both of them extremely well. And it's a lot of fun. Speaking of which, Ben Shelton, he lost his serve, so they're back on serve right now. He is up 40-30 in this game. It's a pivotal game, Mike. It's 4-4 in the third set. To have any pressure to put on Jannik Sinner, he's obviously got to win this game. So we'll keep you posted on what's going on there. But I do want to shift gears, brother. I do want to talk about football, because – as you and I know, football is king. We love it. And speaking of which, Ben Shelton did get that game. So he's up 5-4 in the third set, lost the first set 6-2, lost the second set 6-4. But he is pushing Jannik Sinner in this third set, at least incredibly hard thus far. And we'll see how the rest of the third set plays out. But getting into the football, my friend, well – here, well, let's give you an opportunity. Big 12 media coming up this week, right? Are you leaving tomorrow?
Yes, leaving tomorrow afternoon. And the Big 12 football media day starts Tuesday morning, goes till 4:30 in the afternoon, and they do it in 2 days. Because the Big 12 is not just 12 teams. It is, I believe it's like 16 days. with it. So, you know, it's going to be interesting, you know, at least for me. I'm certainly used to the Pac-12. Now it's the Big 12 because of realignment, and I've kind of just accepted, you know. And, you know, the one thing that I will say with the Big 12 is they got things organized, man. With 16 teams, every team brings their coach. Every team is bringing anywhere from three to five players. And they give you specific times. Hey, this is when these teams are going. They give you times when what the teams are doing, on Radio Row, on TV. I mean, it is organized. It is organization on steroids. I will tell you that much, everybody. But it should be interesting, to get some of the perspectives from some of the other schools that are coming from the Pac-12 to the Big 12, Utah, Colorado, University of Arizona, and the Sun Devils, making the jump, to the Big 12 kind of out of necessity. I think that's what it kind of turned out to be a little bit. But you know, it's going to be fun. I personally think that Utah is going to show up, and Utah is probably the most talented team in the Big 12, and they haven't even played a down yet. They get their quarterback back, Cam Rising, for his 15th season of eligibility that he's coming back for. They got running backs, and to me, Andy, you know, you've heard me say this a ton of times. They have one of the best coaches in all of college football in Kyle Whittingham. That guy is just so steady. He's just upfront, and he's not, I don't want to say he's brutally honest, but he just tells you what's on his mind. He's pretty authentic, and he gets the most out of the guys that he gets to come to Utah. They get their particular kind of guy. And I will tell you this, anybody that's a Big 12 fan listening and you have some doubt about Utah, or you don't like how Utah is getting all this, Utah, you're going to feel it when you play Utah. They're physical. They're going to push you around. They're going to bully ball you. They're good. They're disciplined. They're talented. Kyle Whittingham is the king of that, so we'll see what happens at Big 12 Media Day.
Sounds good. We got to take a pause for the cause. We'll come back and we'll continue rapping about the sports world. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell,
Make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Welcome back, evening people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf. Get at us a couple few different ways if you'd like to. Call us 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always hit us up on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, dude, it's been a long, long time. We haven't talked about any NFL football for a while. So I think we got to do that. Anything intriguing you about this NFL upcoming season, my friend? What are some of the things that are intriguing you about the NFL?
I want to see if the Chiefs can do it. Can we go 3 in a row? Never been done. That's just going to be an interesting story as the season goes along. I don't have too much confidence in my Dolphins. I just don't. I even think that they're not even going to make the playoffs. Like, wow. There's just something, Andy, and I can't put my thumb on it as to why I think the Dolphins is just going to fall short this year. I like Tua, but I'm not completely sold on him. I like the receivers and that kind of thing, but the defense just scares me. I don't know if we're all that in a bag of chips on defense. Not that we were the last few years, but I don't have a lot of faith in my Dolphins this year. Hopefully they prove me wrong, and it's not a problem with me, but I just don't have a lot of faith in them. I want to see Jordan Love and C.J. Stroud take it next level. I'd like to see the progression with them. I think that's going to be interesting. I think it's going to be interesting what's going to go on in Pittsburgh with the quarterbacks and how those two guys adjust and how the team adjusts. It's a much better quarterback room than it has been the past 2-3 years, for sure. But when you bring in new talent and when people, I know in Pittsburgh, are going to be clamoring to see what Justin Fields can do, that's going to be a story. I think the Cowboys are always going to be a story, no matter how much people hate or like them. That they're going to be a story, and the story behind Dak, and does he sign a contract? Does he jump ship after this year and go somewhere else? To become a quarterback for another team. There's just a ton of stories that are going to be interesting to see and how it all plays out, you know, from the start of training camp all the way through the Super Bowl.
You know, you brought up the Pittsburgh Steelers and that situation there. I actually think Mike Tomlin might be the perfect guy to bring out all of the characteristics and qualities in a guy like Justin Fields. So the question I have for you is this. They got Russ. Well, let me preface it first. They got Russ for basically nothing, okay? They got Justin Fields for basically nothing, when you really think about it. And you said the quarterback room is better than it has been. My real question to you is this. How long does Russell Wilson have the starting job? And if things don't go well right away, do you see them cutting him and letting him go? Because at the end of the day, man, it's $1 million. And you know, in the spectrum of things, that's really nothing, okay? It's literally nothing. So I think this was a genius move on the part of the Pittsburgh Steelers to go out and get this combination of guys, because quite frankly, honestly, I think they're similar in a lot of ways, but I also think the upside with Justin Fields is absolutely incredible. And I think that ultimately Mike Tomlin is a great guy to bring out the best in Justin Fields. Do you think I'm onto something? Yes or no?
No, I think you're onto something. I don't know if they would cut Russ because, you know, who are you going to bring in after you cut Russ? I mean, you can't. Yeah, I don't know who their third quarterback is right now.
So, but hold on. If you told Russ that he's going to be the starter, and then all of a sudden you pull him because he's not up to snuff and he's not playing up to par, how does that dynamic work? He's not going to want to go to work, is he?
That's a tough question, because you would think, you know, Russ being this team guy, like he has that narrative out there for his whole career, would see the connection. I'm like, okay, like, I'm not producing. I'm not doing what I was brought here to do. They're going to give this other guy a shot. I got to be supportive of this guy. Got to help him in the film room, help him on the field with certain things, certain coverages, what he's looking at, the whole thing. You would think Russ would be that guy. But I don't know. You know, we don't know until we get into that situation, if that situation happens. But you would think that Russ, he's always put himself as a team guy, would be that team guy if he got pulled and Justin was put in his place, and see how he would help the maturation and maybe some of the development of Justin Fields.
See, I've always heard a little bit of a different story about Russ, is that, you know, he kind of had his own locker where he was a little bit away from guys. And he wasn't necessarily the greatest team player, if you will, because he thought that he was a little bit above the other guys to a certain degree. But with that being said, man, you know what? You got to come around at some point in time. And I think the last couple of years have been a reality check for Russ, because things haven't gone exactly the way that he would want them to. And, you know, he might think that he's a quarterback that is a Super Bowl quarterback guy, but what he's done on the field hasn't shown very much of that. Look, we spend a lot of time talking about the Pittsburghs of the world because that's near and dear to you. We talk about the Green Bays because that's near and dear to me. We talk about Miami because that's obviously something that is near and dear to you. And then we can talk about the whole NFC North because it's just fun for me, because obviously the Packers have dominated that division for so long. But question for you about Detroit. They had such great success. You know, they fell a little bit short, obviously, but ultimately, what's your bar for the Detroit Lions, and do you think that they will build upon what they did last season, or do you think Danny and his crazy moves that he makes is ultimately what's going to shoot them in the you know what and wind up not having that ultimate success that people would really, really like to see for the Detroit Lions. So what's your expectations for them?
Well, look, expectations obviously are lifted because of the success they had last year. I'm sure everybody, every coach coming into coming into training camp, every player coming into training camp, every fan that is there is going to be watching training camp, has higher expectations than they've probably ever had in Detroit. Two things can be true. They can have the same amount of success as they had last year. They're 12-5, which is kind of where I see them, as same as last year. Coach Dan's kind of harebrained thought process late in games can still kind of screw that up for them. So I'm one of those where two things can be true at the same time. You can have all these expectations, but hopefully the coach has learned from his mistakes the previous season and doesn't do that this year. So we'll see what happens. But look, I look at the North, the NFC North, as a two-team race between your Green Bay Packers and those Detroit Lions. Minnesota, they're going to be third in that division. But I don't see them challenging for the crown. I think the two best teams are Green Bay and Detroit.
Who has a better season if and when J.J. McCarthy gets the opportunity versus Caleb Williams, who we know is going to get the opportunity right out of the gate? Do you find that to be kind of an interesting situation? And who do you think ultimately has the better season?
Oof, that's a good question. You and I have talked about the downsides of Caleb. You know that there are some mechanic problems kind of with him and the things he did at USC and Oklahoma. He's not going to exactly be able to get away with in the NFL. Is Caleb a guy that relies a lot on his athleticism? Yeah, he does. But you and I both know all it takes is him going outside the pocket, and all it takes is one good whack from a middle linebacker that's teed him up a little bit to make him realize, okay, I can't do what I did for the Trojans. JJ can get out and move around for sure. He's not Caleb Williams in terms of that. I would tend to think that I can't even speak to it because JJ is not going to get the start at the start of the season. I think the other guy that they have there is going to. I think Caleb's going to be thrown to the wolves right off the jump. And obviously the Bears went out and spent some money and got some weapons around him. I think statistically you would probably give it to Caleb because he's going to have more opportunity. I think Minnesota and Chicago in terms of wins and losses are going to be kind of equal and everything. But I would tend to give it to Caleb only because he's going to get more opportunity.
By the way, the other guy in Minnesota that you were thinking of, maybe.
He's a Trojan.
Yeah. It's Sam Darnold, by the way. So, yeah, I was just wondering.
Darnold, yep.
You've always been high on Sam Darnold, too. You've always been high on the Pac-12 quarterbacks.
Yeah.
But in general, look, I think that's an interesting situation for J.J. McCarthy because at some point, I'm sorry, but Sam Darnold isn't going to get the job done, and they're going to give the keys to J.J. at some point, whether it's a month in the season, whether it's 6 weeks, whether it's eight, whatever it is, man. But I agree with you.
Right.
This is a two-team race between the Green Bay Packers and the Detroit Lions, and, you know, the Bears may or may not be up and coming, and Minnesota may or may not be up and coming. What do you think is the best division in all of football? I'm just curious because, honestly, I'm gonna go with the AFC North. What say you?
I would tend to think the AFC North is, and there's a reason why Hard Knocks on HBO is doing an in-season with the whole AFC North, because they think it's really good television.
There you go. All right, we got to take that final pause for the cause. We'll come back and do what we do. It's called Parting Shots, and it might be a parting shot for Ben Shelton, who is in a tiebreaker in the third set with Yannick Sinner right now. So keep it close. We'll give you the skinny on that on the way back. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D. Gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
This report is sponsored by After School Alliance. A million people are rallying for after school as part of the 24th annual Lights On After School, organized by the After School Alliance. The event shines a light on the many ways after school programs engage children and youth by making learning fun and providing educational and enriching activities. After school programs are especially important as students recover from the pandemic, but funding shortfalls have left nearly 25 million kids without the after school programs their parents want for them. Quality after school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and give parents peace of mind. Alliance Executive Director, Jody Grant.
Every day, after-school programs across our country help students discover their talents, build their confidence, and foster their creativity through enrichment and academic supports. As we continue to recover from the pandemic, it's essential that many more students and families have access to these programs. This year, 8,000 Lights On after-school events will focus on the benefits after-school programs provide.
Visit www.afterschoolalliance.org to learn more about Lights On After School.
Welcome back in for the final time today here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf, and right now in the third set, Ben Shelton up 7-6 in the tiebreaker, an opportunity for him to push this to a fourth set. I don't know if we'll have time to update you before we get out of here because at this time we do what we call parting shots. Before we do that, real quickly, get at Mike and I both on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, brother man, it's parting shot time. You are up.
Well, I don't know if this is a shout out, but this is a shout out to everybody out there to just hug and tell everybody close to you that you love them. It was unfortunate that Minnesota Vikings rookie cornerback out of Oregon, Kyree Jackson, and two former college football players were struck and killed by a drunk driver going the wrong way on a road last night or a couple nights ago. Life is precious. You don't know when it's going to end, and this is one of the worst ways you can go out. But, you know, the shout out goes to all these players and their families that are affected by this. It's a tragedy and just shouldn't happen.
Thoughts and prayers, obviously, out to those people, their families, and everybody that they touch throughout their lives. Yannick Sinner now with an opportunity to close this out. He's up, I think it's 8-7 now in the tiebreaker, and we'll see if Ben Shelton can hang on and keep the dream alive for himself. But my parting shot is this. 4th of July weekend, it's always special, it's always big, it's a good time to sit back and enjoy time with family, well spent, obviously. And parting shot is this. Wimbledon, next week we're going to have a final to talk about, and it might be Alcaraz and Sinner one more time, but we'll have to find out. So until then, I'm saying peace. Thanks to Robert, thanks to John Poulter for joining us, and thanks to Mike Wilson, my partner. I'm the Dorfman, saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Have a great week. Take care, everybody.